This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The United States is the biggest pistachio producer on the planet. And 99%, give or take a decimal point or two, of that crop comes from California, more than a billion pounds. But pistachio growers, and in a sense the trees themselves, are having to come to terms with a changing climate. Marketplace's Lily Jamali went up to the Central Valley city of Firebaugh, California.
Stephen and Clisha Bertram's ranch house looks out onto the couple's pistachio orchard. Clisha says her dad, Larry Gage, bought this land around 25 years ago.
When he first planted the pistachio trees here, they called him a stick farmer because it just looked like he'd planted a bunch of sticks out there and nobody had really planted them this far north yet.
Those sticks grew, and the Berchams, who are now in their 50s and 60s, have 18,332 pistachio trees.
They take 7 years for the first harvest, and so he was able to see the second harvest.
Pistachio trees can live more than a century, which Clisha says was part of the thinking when her father started the orchard as an investment for his grandchildren. Outside, the pistachio trees are planted in neat rows, stretching into the distance over 114 acres.
These are the trees, the wonderful trees that we're growing.
Most are female, with the occasional male sprinkled throughout.
All they have to do is the pollination.
Pretty much.
So and then the girls just kind of take care of all the rest.
They're laughing now, but last year was not a good one for the Berchams. They harvested the usual way, shaking the trees with a machine to get ripe pistachios, Stephen calls them diamonds, which grow in clusters and turn a blush pink when they're ready.
You'll do your first shake. You'll do it for about 3 seconds because you only want to get the diamonds off. And then you come back with a second shake.
Stephen points to the baby pistachios that need another season.
This is my crop for next year. This is already on the tree. So if I shake the L out of it,
keep shaking it,
you're going to wind up dropping this.
But many of the pistachio hulls, which encase the entire nut in its shell, were different last year.
They were stuck on the tree. So, I mean, they were there. You just couldn't.
And that never happened before.
Never.
The Berchams ended up bringing in just half of their usual production and revenue, estimating they lost $400,000 on last year's crop. They even took out a crop loan for the first time. It's still not clear to them what happened, but they suspect last year's fluctuating temperatures.
We would have really warm weather for a week, and then we would have really cold weather.
Pistachios need that cold weather, consistently at night. Water is another perennial concern. Their ration from the local irrigation district was slashed.
We had a 35% cut overall from our original allotment, and I had to make up for that somehow.
They installed a new well 2 years ago, and this year got their full allotment of water thanks to lots of rain. Back at the house, Clisha Bertram says farming feels like rolling the dice.
You don't see a whole bunch of us in Vegas and Tahoe. But we gamble every year because we have no idea what our price is going to be and we have no idea what our crop's going to be.
The Berchams are also struggling with higher costs for fertilizer and labor and are talking about how much longer they can hold on.
As much as we hate that conversation, but it is a reality.
Stephen says running the orchard was a commitment he made to his father-in-law.
I took it over on a promise. A promise that I would make it everything that he wanted. So far, I have done that. And I plan to do as he wanted me to, and that's transferring it on to my kids.
The Berchams are hopeful about production this year, but won't know for sure until the harvest starts in September. In Firebaugh, California, I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.